things as well. Biodiesel, this guy then is obtained by methylating oils, vegetable oils. We take the oils, which remember are triglycerides, we break them down into the free fatty acids. We then take those fatty acids, in this case from animal fats, we're looking at octadecanoic acid, and we methylate it in the presence of an acid catalyst to form methyl esters, and these are methyl esters of fatty acids, which are flames. Now, compared to our diesel, biodiesel has similar volatility. It produces a lot less in the way of particulates, and it's got zero SO2, which is not present. So there's a major advantage that way. In terms of fuel value, you know, it's not flash, but not that bad. In terms of the carbon dioxide per litre, if you use waste oil, then it's really quite good. So by waste oil here, we're saying that if you go to your average fish and chip shop, what happens to that oil after it's gone a bit rancid? It used to be just tipped down a drain. We're now saying we can feed it through this. So the fat man in cans, this is what he does. The disadvantage of the fat man is that he doesn't have good quality control, and potentially he'll have glycerol present in his biodiesel. If you feed flames into a diesel vehicle, it's fine. But if you feed glycerol into a diesel vehicle, it blocks the injectors. So don't go and buy biodiesel from the fat man. He ripped me off, and I don't recommend him. He's not a good guy. So plants around the country then, which are commercial plants, will be using it typically based on crops which are grown. And those crops which are grown then, for instance, using canola. Again, unless you're really careful with the energy input into converting your canola through to the final product biodiesel, then typically you'll be over the amount that's actually incorporated in the product. So your advantage, if you're using waste oil, is you're disposing of a waste stream in a manner that actually turns it into a fuel. So this is highly advantageous. Zero emissions of sulfur and highly reduced emissions of particulates. So biodiesel, widely used in Europe, and there are buses in West Australia which are running on much higher values of BD than this. So BD20 is sort of the lower end of the spectrum at the moment.